This is Michael Johnson, and welcome to this Seagate podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about security. Our guest today is Sherman Black. He's the Senior Vice President and General Manager for the Enterprise Compute Business at Seagate. Sherman, welcome to the podcast.
Michael, it's great to be here. Thank you.
We're going to be talking about security here. Now, why is it better to have a drive do encrypting with security? I think when we think about security, we usually don't think about drives, but tell me a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, a drive is, I think of it as the foundation of every data center. It's where your data resides. It's where the data at rest is. And when you think of securing data, there's multiple layers of security, and I would call it the lowest level, the most fundamental level. It's all about data at rest. There are, you know, Michael, a lot of different options for securing data at rest, and we believe the drive is the best way to go, and I'll give you a couple of reasons for that. First of all of the options that are out there, I believe, you know, we're the only option that's going to be standard-based. So as customers are concerned about multiple sources, as they're concerned about interoperability, you know, they can rest easy that this is built on a standard and that's no longer a concern for them. Another thing, when you talk about encryption, there's always concerns about losing the keys. What happens if I lose the keys? How do I manage the keys? The fact that the keys never leave the drive makes it much easier to manage them, of course. I think I would also highlight for you that it's very transparent. There's not any kind of changes to the OS required, to your applications or your databases. And, you know, one of the hottest things going right now is the push for all sorts of different data efficiency techniques, things like data deduplication. And with a self-encrypted drive, you have no worries or no issues in running data deduplication. Another thing that's surfaced as we look at all the various options that are out there is everyone's concerned about performance degradation. What happens when I encrypt my data? And the fact that there is no performance degradation due to the way we've architected this, you don't have to go in and segregate your data and decide which data do I want to encrypt. You can, you know, just say I'm going to encrypt it all because, again, no performance degradation. And then I think the last thing I would remind everybody of is every drive at some point leaves the data center. And that can be for repurposing, it can be, you know, returned for service, or it can just be basic disposal. And, you know, being in our shoes, we get a lot of drives back. When we get those drives back, you'd be amazed at the amount of sensitive data that we find on those drives. And so there's numerous breaches of security that occurs each and every day when people remove drives out of their data centers. And if they have this technology embedded in their product, then they don't have to worry about it.
Well, as you say, this seems like a real fundamental, almost a no-brainer in some ways. So which OEMs are adopting this trend?
So, Michael, we're working with a lot of different OEMs around this, and I'd say that the leader right now in the security space is IBM, and they have made public their commitment to adopting and taking this technology and putting that as part of their solution. We're also working with LSI, another storage leader, and you know, I believe that due to the superiority of this this technology alternative, this is going to be chosen by many of the OEMs in the storage industry.
And looking ahead, what future Seagate products will this data encryption be on, and what's the time frame for, say, a total data encryption on Seagate drives?
Yeah, great question. With every, you know, new technology, you know, you've got to start somewhere. And we're starting with the very upper end of our portfolio, so it's our very highest performance products is where it starts. Those products will be launched in 2008, and we'll be talking a lot about that at RSA in the coming weeks. But I think the way you need to think about this is over time, this becomes an industry standard. And over time, you could think of, say, 2010, 2011, this is on every enterprise drive that's out there. And as we roll out products going into, say, 2009, all of our new product introductions will have this feature available.
As you say, Seagate and LSI and IBM are all taking leadership in this position. Now, let's talk about other hard drive vendors. What's your speculation about them?
Yeah, like I said before, I believe this is going to be a standard feature in enterprise hard drives. Every one of the hard drive suppliers today are active in the Trusting Computer Group. This is the group that does the standards, which, again, takes away the concerns that people have around interoperability. And I think it's the fact that it is going to be a standard feature will also, I think, address a lot of the concerns around cost and implementation of this. So it's going to be across the board. I expect all of the people we compete with today to do this.
If our listeners would like more information about full disk encryption and the issues we've been talking about today, where can they go?
Well, we would love to see you guys at RSA. We've got live demos. We're going to have a lot of folks there ready to talk to you. But if you can't make the RSA, please go out and check out the website, www.fdesecurityleaders.com, or check the Seagate website, and you'll be able to navigate to that.
Okay, that's FDE, like full disk encryption, securityleaders.com.
That's correct, Michael.
All right. Sherman Black is the Senior Vice President and General Manager for the Enterprise Compute Business at Seagate Technologies. Sherman, it's been great having you on the podcast today.
Michael, thank you very much.